This week in 1958, Virginia Governor J. Lindsey Almond ordered the closure of Lane High School and Venable Elementary in Charlottesville. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the 1954 Brown v. Board of Education case that segregated schools were unconstitutional. In response, Virginia engaged in massive resistance. The General Assembly used laws and the courts to obstruct desegregation, and they gave the governor the power to close any schools facing a federal desegregation order. In Charlottesville, white students attended Lane High School and Venable Elementary. Black students went to Burley High School and Jefferson Elementary. After Brown v. Board, black families applied to transfer their children to Lane and Venable. They said it made no sense for their children to walk to the black schools when the white schools were closer. Their applications were denied. Well, the families sued the Charlottesville School Board, and the U.S. District Court sided with the parents. But 2 years later, the schools remained segregated. Judge John Paul came back to the case again and ordered Charlottesville schools to integrate. Virginia Governor J. Lindsey Almond objected, and he ordered the closure of Lane, Venable, and seven other Virginia schools. Parents scrambled to find academic accommodations for their children. The Parents' Committee for Emergency Schooling wanted to keep the schools open, even with racial integration. Some students from Lane High School sent a petition to Governor Almond, saying it was better to be open and integrated than to be closed. But the well-funded Charlottesville Education Foundation supported segregation. They founded two whites-only schools, Robert E. Lee Elementary and Rock Hill Academy. 5 months later, federal and state courts ruled that the governor's school closings were unconstitutional. Lane and Venable reopened and were officially integrated in September 1959, when the Charlottesville 12 walked up the school steps. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and lots more at encyclopediavirginia.org. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.